This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. On Election Day, voters in Washington and Colorado went for the president, 4 more years and all that. They also, though, voted to legalize marijuana, which is probably not the most exciting news for Gil Kerlikowske. He is the president's top drug advisor. Mr. Kerlikowske, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Interesting time, I imagine, to be running a drug control policy in this country, huh?
It is. There's a host of issues going on, not just the ones in Colorado and Washington State.
When you saw the results on election night then, did you kind of sit in your living room and roll your eyes and say, man, here we go again?
Well, we've been through this before, and I guess what's most troubling to me is to look at in Washington State, which really prides itself on its independence, it was $6 million of outside money that was raised in order to advocate for legalization. Pretty hard to compete against $6 million of outside money.
What's the story of politics in this country?
It might be.
I do want to touch for a bit on what seems to be the change of heart that the Obama administration has had on medical marijuana. The president came in saying, in essence, we've got better things to do with our time. And now in the past 2 years, there has been more vigorous enforcement, I think it's fair to say, of drug control laws from the federal level.
Well, I think it was very clear from early statements from the Attorney General, Eric Holder. Everyone has limited governmental resources, and not using those resources on people that were using medical marijuana as patients of severe illnesses would not be appropriate. And in fact, that hasn't been done. But there has been nothing that I have seen or heard from the Department of Justice that said, look, we're not going to continue to enforce federal law, and we're going to continue to take a very hard look at those people that are involved in making money on essentially what is a violation of federal law.
So will there be enforcement then in Washington State and Colorado?
Well, you know, there are questions in front of the Department of Justice. They've made some statements, and it's been very clear that federal law will continue to be enforced. And I think we'll wait and see what those decisions are from the Attorney General and the Department of Justice.
You're known not to be a fan of the phrase the war on drugs. And I wonder if that's because, first of all, it's an extremely broad brush, but also it's one of those things that perhaps isn't quite winnable.
Well, I think that it's always been a huge mistake to give people the impression that this is a win or lose situation, whether we talk about war on cancer, et cetera. I mean, we have to work really hard in this country to give young people the kind of foundation they need to achieve what they want to do.
But it is time to sort of put your money where your mouth is, right? I mean, in your most recent budget, the 2013 budget for the White House, the Office of National Drug Control Policy now says we're going to spend something like 40% of its budget on prevention and treatment. Where does the other 60% go?
Well, we know that we pay for the Coast Guard, we pay for law enforcement, we pay for customs and border protection. What's really important, though, is to not try and draw an artificial distinction between where the money goes. Because if you look at things like community policing and drug courts, they may be seen as enforcement-oriented, but then people see the outcomes of young people being returned back to society doing a lot better than they were.
You're going to stick around for a second term?
You know, the talking points I've always been given are that I serve at the pleasure of the president, and that is clearly up to him.
Gil Kerlikowske, he is the director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy at the White House.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.